It's 8:41 on a Wednesday morning with the Musers. World Series is now tied 2-2. The gritty Blue Jays shrug off that 18-inning loss the night before, and they beat Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers last night. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about the Fall Classic is the Texas Rangers legend, the Hall of Famer, Nolan Ryan. Good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, guys. How y'all doing out there in, well, wherever you are?
We're in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys, too. You know, I've been watching this World Series, I guess they're calling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that.
Yeah, okay. What do you think about what you've seen so far?
Well, I think that Shohei Ohtani guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think he learned pretty well last night that he ain't no Nolan Ryan. That's what I think.
Well, he's pretty incredible, though, the fact that he can pitch and hit.
Yeah, I don't care about the hitting part. That's just a little parlor trick he does. But he only pitched, six innings last night?
Yep. Yeah.
And only, you know, I used to pitch, you know, 12, 13, 15 innings, you know, sometimes.
Whatever it took,
you know, I'd always go the distance and you know, Shohei, of course, got pulled from the game, basically, from the mound and so on that. you know, and he was throwing, what, 97, something?
He hit 99 a few times, yeah.
Yeah, 97, 99. And that, and you know, I used to throw mine 199.
No, come on.
Well, it was before they really calibrated the guns, but I think that.
You did throw it a little harder than Shohei. I'll give you that.
I did. But, you know, I'm just tired of everyone talking about this Shohei so much and not talking about me so much anymore.
Well, you're not playing, and he's playing, and he's. I mean, he had four extra base hits in one game.
Once again, that's parlor trick stuff.
that's a pretty good parlor trick.
Pitching is where it's at and that. But I think Shohei is learning that he just needs to go back to Japan and work a little harder if he wants to be a major league pitcher.
Well, I don't know about that.
But I will say this, despite my disappointment and the not ready for the major league Shohei Ohtani, this has been my favorite World Series.
Hmm. How?
I think it's because I'm just so happy that the Rangers organization ain't in our series again.
Oh, gosh. You're still rooting against the Rangers?
I'm so happy they're not in it this year. And so, yeah, you know, I still root against them. And obviously, that's because of that punk ass John Daniels and all of his hooliganisms that he, you know, perpetrated against me.
Yeah, even though he's long gone.
I know, but still, the stink of John Daniels permeates the halls of the Texas Rangers.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've been enjoying watching the series, although I have to say I was watching it and then I got called away to go take care of a little business for my country, and when my country calls on me to handle a world-threatening problem, I go and handle it.
Whoa, wow, what was that?
Overturned monkey truck.
Oh, yes.
I was called to handle overturned monkey truck in Mississippi.
Yep, we heard that story.
And there were, for those of your viewers who don't know, there were a couple I don't know, about a dozen or so herped-up monkeys that got loose.
Yeah.
escaped from some kind of transport van that was taking them to a facility where they were going to study, I guess, the interaction of herpes, COVID, and I think yeast infections.
Something like that.
And so they were all messed-up monkeys, and and they escaped into the wild, and I guess they needed an experienced monkey wrangler to go track them down.
That's you.
So, yeah, so I see the Ryan Express symbol shined into the sky, the government. So I went ahead and I jumped on my unsaddled Palomino and rode like the wind to get to Mississippi.
That's a long ride.
Why didn't you drive?
And then I war painted my face with mud from the Mississippi River in a long slow motion montage before I began tracking them. And I cornered one of them in an abandoned auto parts store near Laurel, Mississippi, where he was trying to clean the carburetor for an old dirt bike with an unstrawed can of Berryman's B12. And I got him through the chest with a bolt from my crossbow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, why didn't y'all just round those things up and maybe dart them or something?
No, as the penalty for escaping overturned monkey truck is death.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
And then I tracked another one to a barn where he was making non-consensual love to a Pekingese poodle hybrid.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was so distracted by his own grunting and exertions, he didn't notice as I slipped up behind him and stabbed him through the back with a sharpened mammoth tusk that I carry on me at all times.
Sharpened mammoth tusk.
Yeah. And then the final monkey, I tracked him for about 200 miles or so, and then the trail went cold on me. And then there was a moment where I hear a snap of a twig behind me, and I realize he had been tracking me the whole time. He's real clever. And so he jumps up on my back, and we go tumbling down a 600-foot embankment, wrestling the whole way down.
Wow.
For control of a Bowie knife that I'd unsheathed at the last second. And he gets that knife from me, so I pull out a butterfly knife, and then we went at it for about, I'd say, 20, 30 minutes in a highly choreographed street fight.
It was?
That included several stop-motion shots and parkour and stuff.
Man.
Before I finally pulled a pin on a grenade and put it between us and hugged them tight, staring at each other.
Whoa. Were you hurt?
Wouldn't that take you out, too?
Yeah, and I was ready for it, and then he did something so honorable, I'll never not tear up about it. He grabs a grenade and runs off with it and crested the hill, and then I see the big plume of red. So he sacrificed himself so me and my loincloth could fight another day.
Well, man, that is an honorable thing to do.
What a monkey.
Tussle like that.
So I just want to give a shout out to Herpes Monkey that did that for me.
Okay.
And that.
Quite a gesture.
All right, then.
All right. Well, have a good day, I guess.
There he goes.
Nolan, I guess, from Mississippi.